Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
As I promised, I brought in some Christmas finery, if you will, to the studio. You go downstairs. I was just downstairs with Patty Vasquez. The Showcase studio is gloriously Yuletide-y, if you will. Big tree, nice trim around the windows, little fake fireplace with Santa's legs. And you come up here, and it looks like Soviet Russia. Right?
It was a little drab, yeah.
There's not even a hint of red and or green in here. So I went down into one of my bins, and I pulled out my Santa and his reindeer, of which is sitting on top of, what do you call that box here? Do you know?
The control tower.
The control box. Control tower. I was guessing. No need to guess. Today I brought my official Countdown to Christmas ornament with me, which does have a screen. And it is a countdown. You set the exact time. And it counts down to Christmas. So as we speak right now, 38 days, 21 hours, 50 minutes, and 31 seconds until Christmas. And so it's fun to watch my little ornament count down every day. I started this, I believe, in the beginning of October when it was 69 days. And so here we are at 38. But what I'm disappointed in I really enjoy this ornament. What disappoints me is that when the big day comes, we've got the technology here. It's 2017, right? All it does is just flash along the screen, Merry Christmas. It doesn't play a song. I mean, come on. I've been waiting 69 days, and all you're giving me is just a printout of Merry Christmas on a loop that goes around. I need some music. How about something a little more festive? So it's fun, and the irony is I have fun with this ornament until the actual moment of what it's programmed to do, and then it kind of wimps out. But, hey, it's only an ornament. So, yeah, I'm hopefully trying to bring a little festive feel to the studio here as we count down to Christmas, although, yes, I understand. A week from today, we will all be wearing our stretchy pants, I assume, and stuffing our faces and enjoying the bosoms of our family, especially if you live with Sofia Vergara. But if you don't, you still can enjoy the bosom of your family. Is Roger Badish there?
Let me check the label on his shirt.
Do you have your Thursday underwear on?
Huh? Yeah, I do. Well, I put it on Wednesday, so it's a hybrid.
Yeah. Well, so here's my question: when you have the W to when you mark those,
it's a W slash TH.
Oh, is it TH? Because I use R.
Oh no TH.
No, I use R.
The R confuses me.
Well, because you've got a T for Tuesday,
right? But that's just the T.
So you go. You use TH.
I use TH. Always have.
Oh, I use an R.
Yes, yeah, R would throw me off, and I would think, wait a minute. No. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, no. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, R day? I've never heard of it.
See, I make lists, and I always have a list with me every day, and because there's nothing better than scratching off.
Oh, yeah.
When you complete a task, and I'll tell you, people laugh, but very few things fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
But when I make my lists out, I use the MTWRF. And then what do you do for Saturday and Sunday?
SASU.
Did you say SU?
SU.
Wow.
I like you a lot, but
wow.
SU.
Holy cow. Wow, I was like, should I hit the dump button on Roger?
You.
I thought he was a pro. You teach kids this stuff. You should be saying SU. Wow.
It's a little say me, say you.
I use Sat and Sun.
Okay, you can do that too, sure.
I go with Sat and Sun. Yeah. I'm here. I was here yesterday, here today, and here tomorrow. Uh-huh. So I'm feeling I want to get a little more, comfortable in my surroundings.
Sure.
Understood. So that's why I brought my my Christmas decorations. Yeah. And Roger, if you will recall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. He's spraying the aroma.
Do you remember the name?
Oh, my God. I forgot what the scent was.
Cashmere Woods.
When you, I remember you on the air.
Right.
The day you fell in love with that.
Yes.
You were going nuts with that thing.
And the love affair continues.
I can tell.
It's about a year now because it was right around now when I discovered my Cashmere Woods.
Yeah.
And I found that there are some people that are... very agitated. Dean Richards, for example, does not like.
Did you spray it in his face again?
Well, I brought it with me to the remote on Sunday.
You have to go subtle with Dean. You got to do the candle.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
You can't spray it around.
You can't
go Felix Unger on
no,
it. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, he was definitely Oscar Madison.